This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
He's the reason why,
oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am,
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Hello, good evening, welcome everybody, whether you're at home sitting comfortably, whether you're on a petrol station forecourt sitting agitatedly, thanks so much for being here right now. It's the 28th of September, it's just gone 6pm, which means it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, for the next couple of hours. Great to have your company. Huge thanks, as ever, to Stuart Pink for another brilliant drive time show. I particularly enjoyed his never-ending story of drive, and I was in the studio when he was going through it, and he did say one of the things he made, there was a listener called Sarah who'd made some kind of comment, and he said, Sarah Tortoise, that this thing was true, and I thought her name was Sarah Tortoise, which would be fabulous. And she'd take on a bloke I know called Chris Hare in a race and beat him by being sensible. There we go. Right. Anyway, hope your Tuesday's treating you well. Hope you've not had too many trials and tribulations if you've been driving and worrying about how to fill up your car. I'm going to be looking at that tonight in a light-hearted way. Is that possible? Oh, yes. Thanks to all my lovely listening legends. Most of the tracks you're going to hear up until 8 o'clock tonight are linked to the current fuel crisis in some way or another, which, I have to say, it's being referred to by the media as a crisis, when I think it is kind of starting to wind down now. So a winding down crisis, if you like. Can that be a thing? Not quite anymore a crisis? That's not easy enough to say. It doesn't sort of trip off the tongue, does it? But anyway, all the music is dedicated to the current situation for motorists out there, and thanks to you guys for messaging me on social media in the run-up to the show. We've got some fabulous suggestions, so listen out for your shout-out. See if your song makes it into the show tonight. We're here on 98.0 FM in Brentwood and Billericay, or phoenixfm.com, anywhere else in the world. And if you have a smart speaker, just ask it to play Phoenix FM and it will do. If you already knew all that, spread the word, tell your friends, tell them to join in the fun and frolics here on a Tuesday evening. We need a song to get us going. Lots of people suggested this one. It's The Cars.
Who's going?
something's wrong. Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna hold it down?
Cars and Drive.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Classic track there, suggested by many, and some people suggested more than one track. So I am attributing the fact that we opened the show with The Cars and Drive tonight to John Hutchinson. Thank you very much, John, who mentioned that on my Facebook page earlier on today. And it's not too late. If you want to get a track suggested, then it's Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook or Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. So get yourselves on there. Get in touch with me. The Soft Drink World Cup is, well, safe to say it's reached the knockout stages as of this week. Rather exciting. More information on that coming later in the show. Celebrity birthdays coming later in the show as well. But we do have to deal with what's on everyone's minds at the moment. Yes, the problem. Filling your car with petrol. I thought it'd be interesting to take a look at some facts about petrol. So once we've had the second track on the show, I'll start to share with you some very interesting facts about petrol that maybe you didn't already know. Petrol, diesel, fuel, whatever you want to call it. I've found out some interesting things. Hopefully sharing them with you will be entertaining for you lovely legend listeners. So don't go anywhere. It's Tuesday. It's the 28th of September. I filled my car up today. I was happy about it. I wasn't one of those people. It's kind of reverse psychology, isn't it? Where the government go, buy petrol as normal, there's no need to panic. And everyone goes, ah, they've mentioned something, I'm going to have to go and get involved. I wasn't one of those people that was like, I saw a woman interviewed who said, oh, I'm only filling up because everyone else is. I did actually need it. My wife needed it. We need a car with a full tank of petrol for all the work that's coming up this week. And it will probably be an empty tank of petrol by Sunday. But, you know, just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous, the situation. And I feel infuriated by it. I'm sure many of you listeners feel infuriated by it. Maybe some of the listeners haven't been affected by it whatsoever. In which case, good for you. I'm very happy. I'll share with you later in the programme the utter nightmare I had in London the other evening, trying to deal with a car and some petrol requirements. It wasn't a very happy evening for me. You'll have to stay tuned to find out more. Time for more music. And this was suggested by Chrissy Rose on my Facebook page earlier on today. Thanks very much, Chrissy. Time for a Roy Orbison song, not sung by Roy Orbison, sung by Cyndi Lauper. And if you're going round garages looking for petrol, are you prepared to drive into the wee small hours? Are you prepared to drive all night?
City was sticky and cruel. Maybe I should have called you first, but I was dying to get to you. I was dreaming while I kisses, your arms open wide. This fever for you is just burning me up inside. I drove all night to get to you. Is that
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Couple of things I need to question Cyndi Lauper on there. When are we all agreeing the night actually takes place? Is it from as soon as it gets dark until as soon as it gets light again? In which case, I drove all night to get to you. That is some serious dedication. If you're thinking right now, that's probably about 7 p.m. till about 6 a.m. That's an 11-hour drive. Maybe she's including stops at motorway services along the way for a coffee or something, or a Red Bull. Other energy drinks are available. But, you know, that is some serious dedication. And an 11-hour drive that you could drive from the south coast to Glasgow, you know, that is how far she is willing to go to get to the person she's singing about in that song, as was Roy Orbison when he sang it, and anybody else that's ever sung it. Impressive dedication. How many stops? That's what I'd like to know. On an 11-hour drive, you're thinking once every 3 hours? That's three stops. I once got a job and got told I'd have to drive from London to Glasgow. I prepared myself mentally, and then the day before they said, you don't have to drive from London. We need you to go to Brighton first. Had to drive from London to Brighton to Glasgow. What a fun day that was. There was a lot of time on the road. I think I probably did go for about three stops that day. Anyway, as promised, facts about petrol or petroleum. What can I share with you about petroleum? Well, petroleum can occur in liquid, gaseous or solid forms. When you think about the intricacies of the English language, this is ridiculous. Natural gas is a liquid form of petroleum. Now, how is that possible? How is it called a gas when it's a liquid? That is infuriating. That's the kind of thing that annoys me. Is that the Americanism of calling all fuel gas? Oh, it's just made it too complicated. Natural gas is a liquid form of petroleum. I did know some of this. The word petroleum comes from two Latin words, petra meaning rock or stone, and oleum, the word for oil. Oil from a rock, petroleum. You can't help but think, when we think about global warming and climate crisis and natural habitats being destroyed, a planet exists, it has rocks on it, it has water on it, it has plant life on it emitting, you know, oxygen into the atmosphere and taking in CO2. Then humans came along, breathe in the oxygen, breathe out CO2, make it all a bit weird, and then they start drilling into the core of the planet, towards the core of the planet, and sucking out oil and using it as a fuel. Is that what's meant to happen, according to nature? You know, I realise there are many planets, and they don't all have the same state as Earth. Some are gaseous planets, some have liquid and totally uninhabitable environments, but any that have the kind of environment that we have and a similar kind of distance from a star, is anyone expecting the things that live on the planet to make giant tubes in towards the centre of the planet and suck out oil? I don't think it was ever meant to happen. I think that is part of, well, a huge part of all the problems. Anyway, I'm going to share some more facts with you about petroleum and play some more tracks related to the current fuel crisis. It's a fun evening tonight, isn't it? It will all be done in a light-hearted way, I promise, Governor. So, yes. Anyway, also, I should tell you before we get any more tracks on that the Mixcloud webcam link is live once again. So get yourself onto Mixcloud if you want to see the state of me in the studio and my lovely branded background. It's Mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix 98FM. You'll find our feed. If you have a Mixcloud account, you can join in the chat on the chat box on the side. And as ever, Paul Milton is on the Mixcloud webcam feed. He has put on the chat that it's good to see and hear me again. Thanks so much, Paul. Good to see you. This wave on the webcam and double thumbs up is just for you, Paul. Fabulous. Anyone else wants to chat on the Mixcloud page, feel free, and I may just dedicate some moment on the radio airwaves to you this evening. Great to have you along. Right, let's get more music in. Here's one that made me chuckle. All the tracks tonight related to the current weird petrol situation in the UK, most of which suggested by you lovely listeners. This was Lauren DaCosta's effort on Facebook earlier today. Craig David, fill me in. Good work.
All right. Fill me in.
Let's talk about it.
I was checking this girl next door when her parents went out. She phoned, say, hey, boy, come on right around. So I knocked at the door. He was standing with a bottle of red wine ready to pour, dressed in long black satin, laced to the floor. So I went in and we sat down, started kissing, caressing. Told me about jacuzzi, sounded interesting. So we jumped right in. All calls diverted to answer phone.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Me and her parents were kinda cool, but they were the fine line between me and you. We were just doing things young people in love do. Parents trying to find out what we were up to. Saying, why were you creeping around late last night? Why did I see two shadows moving in your bedroom? Like, now you're dressed in black, when I left you were dressed in white. Can you feel me? Calls diverted to answer phone. Red bottom bottle, half the contents gone. Midnight return, jacuzzi turned on. Can you feel me? Whenever the coast was clear and she'd ask me to come out, I'd say, hey girl, come right around. So she knocked at the door, I was standing with the keys in my hand to the 4x4. Jumped in my ride, chicken that nobody saw. The club we went in, we got down, bound, bound to the rhythm. Sorry, it was early morning, thought we better be leaving. So I gave you my jacket for you to hold. Told you to wear it cause you felt cold. I mean, I didn't mean to break the rules. I weren't trying to play your mom and dad for fools. We were just doing things young people in love do. Parents trying to find out what we were up to. Saying, why can't you keep your promises no more? Saying, you'll be home by 12 from strolling in at 4. Out with the girls, we're leaving with the boy next door. Can you feel me? Who's property? Said you've been queuing for a taxi, but you lent all your money on the tea. Can you feel me?
Can you feel me?
All this interior is me checking up on you, baby. Watching your every move, think someday they might approve, baby. Why were you creeping round late last night? Why did I see two shadows moving in your bedroom light? Now you're dressed in black, when I left you were dressed in white. Can you feel me?
Can you feel me?
Ready to answer phone. Red wine bottle, half the contents gone. Midnight return, jacuzzi turned on. Can you feel me?
Mix FM.
That was Craig David's Fill Me In. Thanks to Lauren DaCosta. Thanks to everyone that suggested tracks that would be appropriate for tonight's show, dedicated to the weird petrol situation going on out there. Starting to get easier on the forecourts, I believe. We'll probably be okay in a couple of days. It'll all be back to normal like nothing ever happened. Except it has inconvenienced a huge number of people over the last week or so, and has got progressively more and more ridiculous. People filling up 5 fuel cans and putting them in the boot and then causing riots on forecourts is never good, is it? Come on, don't be ridiculous. Anyway, what else can I share with you about petroleum, the wonderful world of petroleum? Oh yes, get ready for some marvellous facts. The first use of the word petroleum, guess when? I was surprised, was by a German mineralogist in the year 1556, quite far back. In its semi-solid form, petroleum is called bitumen and can be found in tar. There we go. The Sumerians, one of the earliest known human civilizations, discovered petroleum on the banks of the Euphrates River and found a variety of uses for it, including road building and waterproofing. Get this, the ancient Egyptians used liquid forms of petroleum as a medicine, probably for dressing wounds, soothing pain, and as a laxative. Can you imagine the same substance nowadays being good for all those things? I'm going to dress a wound with that. It's going to give me pain relief. It's going to make me empty my bowels as well. A little bit bizarre, didn't expect to be talking about that coming up to 6:30 this evening, but you know, whatever happens on this show goes, that's my motto. Bitumen, which we've already dealt with, is in its semi-solid form petroleum. Bitumen was poured over the heads of lawbreakers in ancient Assyria. It's going to take a while to get out the hair, isn't it? That's not going to be good. Almost 2,000 years ago, both Arabs and Persians developed methods for distilling crude oil into a flammable product that had various military uses. In 480 BC, the Persian army wrapped their arrows in oil-soaked rags and lit them on fire before shooting them into the city of Athens. So, people have appreciated the combustible nature of petroleum for many a year. Okay, shall we get more music on? Yes, music inspired by the current petrol situation in the UK. And it has been suggested by you guys. This was Paul Milton's effort. Good effort, sir. Here's Chuck Berry. He's sat in a forecourt somewhere.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was cold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and this is my petrol crisis special, yes! Shouldn't have had an upbeat fanfare, really, should it? Petrol crisis special! That's better. Well done. Yes. Hopefully you're managing to get yourself about in your motor vehicle and get some fuel when you need it, or be prepared to queue up for 30 minutes to an hour to get it. Who knows? Some places running dry. I'll still save my London story for a little bit later. My experience in London on, when was it now? Sunday evening? Yes, Sunday evening. It was a marvellous time. I'm looking forward to telling you all about it. But before I do that, some more facts about petroleum. Oh yes. One of the reasons for oil's instant success as an energy fuel has to do with its relative ease of transport as compared to previously used sources like animals, wood and coal. At the turn of the 21st century, around 100 million barrels of oil were being produced for worldwide consumers on a daily basis. But it's difficult to really quantify because you hear about the price of oil, the price of crude oil is however much a barrel, and you're like, well, what's a barrel? How much is in a barrel? You know, barrels come in all shapes and sizes. Apparently, a barrel of oil is 139 litres in the UK. So there we go, 139 litres times 100 million produced for worldwide consumers on a daily basis. 100 million times 139. That's a lot. Yes, maths fans, you work it out. But yeah, a heck of a lot. The difference between some wealthy and poor nations is simply a matter of whether or not there are substantial oil deposits within a given nation's borders. Yes. Doesn't really seem fair, does it? Seems a bit ludicrous, but that is true. For crude oil, there is no such thing as a freezing point because it consists of several different compounds, each of which freezes at a different temperature. Whenever lower temperatures are a concern for drilling or transporting oil, a pour point, the point at which the oil will become too hard to flow, is used instead. A little less than half of all petroleum reserves are located in the Middle East. However, the amount of oil they actually produce from those reserves is only 30% of that which is produced globally. Together, Canada and the US rank second only to the Middle East in the amount of oil that lies within their borders, followed by Latin America and then Africa. Brazil's oil reserves, the second largest in South America, are mostly located in deep water basins off the coasts of Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo states. Final one in this break. Currently, the United States holds the record for having produced more oil than any other country. I think, in terms of the planet, it's becoming more and more important that we do switch to other kinds of fuel, and probably vehicles that are powered by other kinds of fuel. There are those conspiracy theorists that think all this right now is to encourage people to change their cars to electric vehicles. Then you watch the price of electricity increase even further when we've got millions and millions and millions of people fueling their cars with it. Interesting. It's very, very interesting. Where's it going to end up? Who the heck knows? Certainly not me. Time for more music, though. Time for a track suggested by Natty Day on Facebook before the show. Thank you very much for suggesting Talking Heads. If you're sat on a forecourt, you're not going anywhere, are you? They know all about that.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want. Give us
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Talking Heads, Road to Nowhere, suggested by Natty Day in the run-up to the show. Thank you very much for doing that. Truly marvellous. Hope your Tuesday evening's okay. Hope you've managed to travel. I hope a manager told you to travel. That's what I wanted to say. I hope you've been able to manage your travel. Ah, well done. More haste, less speed. It's the tortoise and the hare from the beginning of the show, right again, isn't it? Yes. Anyway, it's the 28th of September. It's all marvellous here on Phoenix FM tonight. Hopefully it is for you as well. Hopefully you've not been sat in too many queues worrying about filling up your car. But that is what all the music on tonight's show is dedicated to. Anyway, the current ridiculous petrol situation in the UK. Was it genuinely fueled just by a solo press release from BP saying a couple of their forecourts were going to have issues because of HGV drivers not being able to make it there? Did it all escalate from that, or is there something sinister behind it all? Is there an expiry date on petrol? And were there huge surplus stocks built up during the pandemic because not many people were driving around in lockdowns, and somebody thought, we need to get rid of all this petrol, how can we create huge demand for it? And then this happened. Call me cynical, not entirely sure. Anyway, let's do some celebrity birthdays, shall we? Go on, then. It's the 28th of September, as I said. Who's celebrating today, then? Well, Gwyneth Paltrow is 49 today. Another actress from King Kong and The Ring, Naomi Watts, is 53. And another actress, Hilary Duff, is 34 today. And another actress is Actress's Day. Mira Sorvino is 54 today. Icon Brigitte Bardot is 87 today. Channel 4 presenter, not Game of Thrones character, Jon Snow is 74 today. He must be so sick of that. And Gillian McKeith is 62. Those are your celebrity birthdays for the 28th of September. And if it's your birthday, very many happy returns of the day to you. I know it's Matt Brinkler's birthday today. I'm trying to think if there's any other people I know whose birthday it is. But happy birthday to Matt. If it's yours, happy birthday to you as well. Hope you're having a lovely Tuesday evening. If you've bothered to tune into this show, whether you've done it live or in the week or so after the show on the catch-up service, thank you very much indeed. Absolutely marvellous. Right, loads more facts about petroleum to share with you, and Soft Drink World Cup info coming in the second hour of the show. It's still all happening, no need to go anywhere. PhoenixFM.com, 98.0 if you're in Brentwood or Billericay, or ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Here is a brilliant track suggestion from Mr. Mike Baines on Facebook in the run-up to the show. Kudos to you, Mike, for this one. We've all experienced this when there are petrol shortages. Chris Rea. That's foreboding, isn't it? You know what's coming. Go on, Chris. It's not going to be called The Road to Heaven, is it?
This is the road to hell.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Chris Rea's Road to Hell. Have you experienced that in the last few days? Well, let me tell you that I have. Oh yes, I said I'd share this story. So, I heard about the possible fuel shortages. I was forced. I say forced. No one sat next to me with a gun to my head, but I was... Well, I chose to drive into North London to stay with a friend of mine whilst working in London at the weekend. I was working 10-hour shifts on Saturday and Sunday, and then returning to my friend's house, hoping to drive home on Sunday night. I was in a rush to get to my friend's house on Friday afternoon, not wanting to get caught in rush hour traffic on a Friday, and I thought to myself, I don't want to drive to a petrol station now on Friday, I'll go Saturday night when I'm finished work, or at a push Sunday night when I leave. Then the fuel situation got worse. Saturday night I got in, I thought, I'm pretty tired. Can't be bothered now to go to a garage. Big mistake. Those extra few minutes of tiredness, you know. Now, in hindsight, I wish I'd embraced them. I wish I'd gone out and ran to a petrol station. Anyway, Sunday night, finished work. Left my friend's house in Finsbury Park with the petrol light on in my car, knowing I didn't have enough petrol to get home. I would have to fill up. I visited 5 garages in the North London area. All of them were dry. I was very frustrated. I had to return to my friend's house, park in his, fortunately, parking space that is allocated to his dwelling, and he doesn't have a car, so it's fine. And then I had to get the train home in Essex. So, very, very annoying. I shall be returning to London in due course to pick up my car, now that the problem seems to be abating slightly. I'm staying calm while I'm describing this to you. Wasn't so calm while it was going on. There were some words uttered that I can't utter on the radio this evening, and one of them was heck. Oh yes, I have uttered it on the radio this evening. That's how livid I was, ladies and gentlemen and others. So, yes, I'm sure you can share in my absolute devastation on Sunday night and the fact that I've got to spend more money to get a train to North London to pick up my car and hope that a garage nearby will now let me fill up. It's getting close. I reckon there's about 8 miles worth of fuel left in it. I could just run the gauntlet, see what happens, see how far I get. I'm not going to do that. Here's another track that was suggested by someone fabulous, who I worked with, actually, over the weekend. The fabulous Mia Jasmine suggested the next one. Well done, Mia. Good choice. We've all experienced this over the last few days. AC/DC, Highway to Hell.
Leave me be. Phoenix FM.
AC/DC Highway to Hell. If you're on the Mixcloud webcam, you'd have got a brief look at me trying out some air guitar right at the end of that one. I think I looked suitably rocky. Whether I've made it onto Stuart Pink's as yet untitled rock show, who knows? But he can find that video and use it if he wants. I don't think it'll benefit him in any way whatsoever, but you know, it's there at least. And so are you. Thanks to all my lovely Leg End listeners tonight as we come to 10 to 7 on Tuesday the 28th of September. On this day where people worry about sitting in queues in garages for a while, it's all ridiculous, isn't it? Not enough HGV drivers, not enough access to petrol, there's no shortage of petrol. But it can't get to all the forecourts quickly enough, and the demand has suddenly skyrocketed because it's all gone mental in the last few days. That's my analysis anyway. Maybe yours is slightly different. Who do we blame? Do we blame the government? Do we blame journalists? Do we blame HGV drivers? Do we blame BP themselves? Wasn't there something about a leaked memo in a government meeting? Ah, who knows what to believe? Is it all a conspiracy to make us buy the petrol that got stocked up during lockdown? Is it all a conspiracy to make us reject petrol and want electric cars? Or who knows? I read that whilst it currently takes anything between about £60 and £100 to fill up a car with fuel, it will take £5 to fill up an electric car's battery. So, yeah, you probably can't do quite the same number of miles on an electric car's battery as a car can do on a full tank of petrol or diesel at the moment, but I suspect that will increase over time and have to make up the gap. But yes, certainly going to be cheaper to run electric cars. Then in a few years' time, there'll be electric crises, won't there? Crises, not a word. Crises is the plural of crisis. I've upset myself by not using it straight away. Ah, right, more facts about petrol. Go on then. The United States produces around 16% of the world's oil. While petroleum is a natural substance that takes millions of years to form, a petroleum product is any fuel that has been produced from hydrocarbons and can be made not only from crude oil but also from natural gas, coal or biomass. From 1907, when liquid petroleum was first discovered in Iran, the Middle East has steadily grown as an important global source of oil. Experts predict that regardless of the development of alternative sources of energy, Middle Eastern oil will continue on its upward trajectory for at least 15 more years. And in case you didn't know, petroleum is referred to as a fossil fuel because it is made up of hydrocarbons that were originally formed from the remains of ancient plants and animals. Millions of years of underground heat and pressure acted on these hydrocarbons to turn them into petroleum. And petroleum is formed from the fossils of plants and animals that predate the dinosaurs. Quite a long time back, I think it's fair to say, in a slightly ludicrous, frivolous way. But that's what we're all about here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Ludicrous things, frivolous things. Always happy to bring them to you on a Tuesday night. Don't go anywhere, we've still got an hour and 4 minutes of all this shenanigans. Fabulous. Time for another track that links to the fuel crisis. This is suggested by Andrew Van Buren. Well done to you, sir, for suggesting I play the Spencer Davis Group. Keep on running your car's engine at your peril.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And if you've just joined us, where have you been for the last 58 minutes and 49 seconds? This is me, Ben Simmons, with the show that goes like this here on Phoenix FM. Great to have you along. Thanks for sharing part of your Tuesday evening with me. If you've just got me on in the background, listen up. Maybe this bit's more important than all the rest. It isn't. But anyway, hope you're okay. Thanks for sharing. Right, well, what's been going on tonight? We've been dealing musically with the fuel crisis, and many of your suggestions have made it into the show. Thank you so much to everybody who suggested tracks so far. Plenty more still to come. So if you got involved on social media earlier on today and you're wondering if your song's going to make it, it may well do. Oh, yes. Don't go anywhere. Keep tuned in to this station. You may be about to get a shout out. And in between the songs, I am sharing with you information about petroleum, because it's interesting, because we need to learn something. I learn it by doing the research, you learn it by tuning into this show on a Tuesday night. That's the deal, that's how it works. I'm happy with it. Hopefully you are too. And information about the Soft Drink World Cup coming up probably in about 20 minutes' time. That's something to look forward to, isn't it? Now, what products do we get that are made from petroleum? Well, the likes of any kind of gasoline, diesel fuel, heating oil, jet fuel, wax, lubricating oils, and asphalt. Petroleum is also used to produce petrochemical feedstocks, which are used to make plastics and other chemicals. Okay. So-called oil reservoirs in which petroleum is found are actually underground rock formations with microscopic droplets of crude oil trapped in the pores and spaces between the rocks. And in case you haven't seen them, movies featuring oil production as a major part of the plot include Armageddon, Mad Max 2 The Road Warrior, and There Will Be Blood. So if you really want films about oil, get yourself onto your streaming sites and find those. Armageddon, Mad Max 2, and There Will Be Blood. Are they all popular in their own way? Yeah, I've seen Armageddon. I don't think I've seen either of the others, which is potentially outrageous. The 2010 Deepwater Horizon catastrophe is the world's largest accidental oil spill to date. It's estimated it killed over 80,000 birds, 25,000 marine mammals, and untold numbers of fish. Absolutely tragic. Awful. Right, more facts coming up in between the songs. Most of the songs suggested by you lovely leg ends. Like this one. If you can't drive, you need an alternative mode of transport, don't you? Thanks, Chris Grantham, for suggesting this one.
Bicycle, bicycle. Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And yours was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
Say Rose,
I say Royce,
you say God,
give me a choice.
Say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
All I
want
to do is
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my
duties, oh yeah.
Run,
follow, girls,
Cage.
Mr. John.
I say Wayne.
Hot dog.
I say Cooler Man. I don't want to be the president of America.
I say Smile.
I say Cheese.
Johnny A.
I say Please.
Income tax.
I say Jesus. I don't want to be a candidate for Vietnam or Watergate. Cause all I want to do is
ice.
Yeah.
Ice.
I want to ride my
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Certainly is, and this is the show that goes like this. And that was Queen with Bicycle Race, suggested by Chris Grantham on social media in the run-up to the show, and also by Bruce Stratton as well. Thank you to both you gentlemen. Great suggestion. You've made it onto the show. Truly fabulous. Loads more tracks still to come if your song hasn't made it in yet. Don't go anywhere. Keep listening. I've had a message from Bobbo Roberts, regular supporter and friend of the show. Good to hear from you, Bobbo. He says he's loving the music tonight. Thank you so much. If you send me a message, see, there's a chance you will get onto the airwaves tonight. Ben Sim Radio on Twitter and Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. So, yeah, check them out. Send me a message. If you're my friend on Facebook, you can visit my personal page as well and get in touch that way. Don't forget to check out phoenixfm.com. If you go to the schedule, click on the name of the show that goes like this on a Tuesday night. It will take you to my blog page on the Phoenix FM website where you can catch up on all previous recordings of this show from Tuesdays way, 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 way into the past, as well as last week's. And 2 weeks ago when there was a brand new BicLol champion, if you want to listen to that, you can really enjoy the excitement. So yes, loads happening as ever. Don't go anywhere. It's just gone 7:05. And we will be sharing plenty more facts about petroleum and the like very, very soon. But we need another track, I feel, before that. So let's have one from Rachel Woollett, another friend of the show. It's another appropriate one in the current fuel crisis times. Bit of Rolling Stones. Let's do it.
Stop me if I never stop. Phoenix FM.
It's just got a great vibe to it, that track, hasn't it? Rolling Stones, Start Me Up, absolutely fabulous. Right, ready for some more hard-hitting petroleum-related facts. If you've just joined us late on tonight's show, where the heck have you been for the last hour and 10 minutes? But it is dedicated to the current UK petrol problems. I think we can say problems now instead of crisis. I feel it's dying down. Who knows? If it gets worse again, then I'm willing to use the word crisis again. But not right now, just problems. I think that's fine. Anyway, all the tracks have been suggested by you lovely Leg End listeners in the run-up to the show and during the show, and you're getting shout-outs for getting your track on the airwaves. I'm interspersing them with interesting facts about petroleum, as well as regular features like celebrity birthdays and information on the Soft Drink World Cup coming up in the next 10 minutes or so. It's all happening. Will your favourite brand of soft drink make it through to the quarterfinals? It's all happening. Anyway, what can I tell you about petroleum? Well, it's used in the production of a variety of common household goods, such as crayons, deodorant, dishwashing liquids, and spectacles. That's a bit bizarre, isn't it? Initially, finding the right place to successfully drill for oil was largely the result of guesswork and persistence. Scientists have since discovered a more effective method that involves measuring the speed of sound waves as they pass through rocks underground. This is probably going to be the penultimate few facts about petroleum, and then after the next track, the final few. Just to build that up for you, I thought you'd enjoy. When a well is drilled into an oil reservoir, it releases pressure that drives oil up the well to the surface. This pressure is the result of millions of tons of rocks weighing down on the tiny petroleum droplets, so forceful that it can cause oil to spurt hundreds of feet in the air in what is known as a gusher. And since 1975, it's been the policy of the United States to maintain an oil reserve. Today, there are 4 active reserve sites with a combined capacity to store 727 million barrels. Don't know why it's that number. You'd think they'd stop at 700 or go to 750. You know, I don't know. Who thinks of these non-round numbers being important? Anyway, 727 million barrels. Remember, if you were listening earlier, a barrel contains 139 litres. That is a heck of a lot in reserve, and it makes America the owner of the largest stockpile of emergency oil in the world. Time for another track. Time for another track suggested by someone who is not on UK soil at the moment and is not going to be worried about the current petrol problems in this country. She's in Cyprus right now and is a friend of the show, a friend of mine, a fabulous person. And she still managed to find a track that links to the petrol crisis, even though she's abroad. Well done, observing from a distance, possibly smugly, as she regularly visits beaches and has a lovely time. Thanks to Laden Tunçay, we're all going to enjoy the Black Eyed Peas as they pump it.
I know why they hating on us, cause it's not so fabulous. I'ma be real on us, nobody got nothing on us. Girls be all on us, from London back down to the US. As we rockin', it's contagious, monkey business outrageous. Just confess, your girl admits that we the F-R-E-S-H, we fresh, G-E-F, that's right, we different. We definite, B-E-P, we reppin' it. So, turn me up, turn me up, turn me up. Come on, baby, just pump it. Pump it louder, 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 and say, say, yo, yo, turn up the radio, let's just hear me go right now. It's going to sizzle in, it's sizzling right.
You check this out right here.
Do wanna hate on us? us. Dude, need to ease on up. Dude, you wanna act on gut, but dude get shut like Flavor Shuck. Chick say she ain't down, but chick backstage when we in town. She like men on drum. She wanna hit and run. Yeah, that's the speed, that's what we do, that's who we be. B-L-A-C-K-E-Y-A-G-G to the E, then the A to the S. When we play, you shake it. Take it, shake it, shake it, girl. Make sure you don't break it, girl. Cause we gon' turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up. Come on, baby, just pump it.
Live and direct rocking the scene. Breaking on down for the B-boys and B-girls. We're in to do they think. Pump it louder, come on. Don't stop and keep it going. Do it, let's get it on. Move it,
come on, baby, do it.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Black Eyed Peas and Pump It, played in honour of the fabulous Laden Tunçay, who's in Cyprus having a wonderful time. Hopefully we can catch up when you get back, Laden, but thanks for getting in touch, thanks for listening, and thanks for being a part of the show that goes like this tonight on the 28th of September. Hopefully your Tuesday evening is treating you well as well. Good to have you along, and to everybody out there, don't worry too much. I'm sure the petrol situation is now easing, is now going to get slightly easier. I managed to get some today, expecting to be delayed 45 minutes to an hour. I'd say total delay, 25 minutes. Went to a garage, relatively well-organised queuing system. Hopefully, in a couple of days, it'll all be in the past, all be behind us. Not too many worries anymore. Speaking of worries, though, final few facts about petroleum and oil and digging for oil, etc. Whether this worries you or not, I guess it's down to you, but get ready for these. Although the discovery of new oil fields and the changing rate of extraction make it difficult to predict, many researchers agree it is likely the world will run out of petroleum anywhere from 50 to 100 years from now. That's a bizarre thought, isn't it? If the world simultaneously burned the oil in all currently known reserves, it would emit nearly 750 billion tonnes of carbon. This number is more than twice the amount of carbon the UN currently believes will result in a global temperature rise high enough to trigger extreme global warming. So let's not burn it all in one go. That would be bad. Also, many environmentalists believe in order to avoid severe global warming, 75 to 80% of the world's current oil reserves must remain unused. Like I said earlier, on a planetary level, if you think about whether any species is supposed to dig down towards the core of the planet and suck out liquid that's been there for 100 million years and use that as some kind of fuel for transport and all kinds of things going on in their lives, probably wasn't meant to happen, according to nature, I would suggest. Nature's going, can't you do something else? Can't you find some other way? The sun, that bright shining ball of fire, many, many, many miles away. Can you use that as a fuel? Solar power. Go on, go for it. Solar. That's what the planet's saying, I believe. Maybe not in quite such a way, but yeah, let's stop digging into the core and getting liquid out and using it for fuel. Okay, right, let's have another track, shall we? Let's have one. Now, this is a bit of genius here with this suggestion, because when you hear I'm about to play Police and Message in a Bottle, you think, well, that's not related to the current fuel crisis. All the other songs have been. You've let yourself down with one track, Ben. I haven't let myself down. This was suggested by Sean Rollison. Message in a Bottle by the Police. How has he linked that to the current fuel crisis? Well, they're sending out an SOS. Sending out an SOS, or a BP, or a Shell, or a Texaco, or any other brand of petrol provider. Well done, Sean.
Just radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Bit repetitive there at the end, wasn't it? They're definitely sending out an SOS. They wanted to know it, and according to Sean Wollison, an SOS. Well done, nice link. Enjoyed the tenuous nature of that one. Absolutely marvellous. It's 25 past 7 on this Tuesday, the 28th of September. Hopefully it's slightly easier for people to get petrol. That's what we're dedicating the show to tonight. All those weird issues we've been having over the last few days. And if you just joined us, all the tracks that are featured throughout the show have been suggested by you fabulous listeners, and they all link to the petrol problems in some way or another. Whether tenuously, like Sean Wollison's there, or pretty much exactly like Mia Jasmine's Highway to Hell, for instance, a little bit earlier on. But right now, it's time to focus on the Soft Drink World Cup. Oh, yes. If this is the first you're hearing of it, where have you been over the last few weeks? If you're a regular listener, you'll know all about it. But yes, I've been pitting some of the UK's top soft drink brands against each other in a World Cup format in groups of four, and the top two from each group, according to your votes, have made it through to the knockout stages, the round of 16, if you like, which gets underway this week. Now, before I tell you too much about that, I need to tell you that Group H finished in the run-up to this show. And Group H contained these four drinks from current times or even the past. Robinson's Fruit Shoot, Quattro, do you remember that one? Innocent Smoothie and a Coke Zero. Now, I was surprised. You got a big drink in there like a Coke Zero. You got the smaller ones. You got the, probably not remembered by everyone, the Quattro. But Robinson's Fruit Shoot, the winner, with 49% of the vote. Coke Zero in second place, 26%. Quattro in third place, 23%. Innocent, just 2% of the vote. Oh, yes. So, Robinson's Fruit Shoot and Coke Zero have made it through to the knockout stages, joining the likes of Orangina, Lipton's Iced Tea, 7-Up, Lucozade, Fanta, regular Coca-Cola, Cream Soda, Lilt, Appetizer, Dr. Pepper, Ribena, J2O, Capri Sun and Cherry Coke. Three types of Coke have made it through to the final 16. That could be interesting. A random draw took place earlier on this afternoon. I feel duty bound to tell you guys what that draw will be. And then week by week, there will be a knockout of two of those drinks against each other. So, this is what happened in the draw. Eight matches. Lilt versus Cream Soda. Appetizer versus Coca-Cola. Dr. Pepper versus Fanta. Ribena versus Lucozade. J2O versus 7-Up. Capri Sun versus Lipton's Iced Tea. Cherry Coke versus Coke Zero. That is going to be interesting. And finally, Robinson's Fruit Shoot versus Orangina. Once those matches have concluded, we will have quarterfinals. But the first round of 16 match, if you like, is available to vote on right now at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. You will see that poll that's running. It says Soft Drink World Cup, round of 16, game one. Which would you choose? Lilt or Cream Soda? It's a simple choice. At the moment, Lilt is trouncing its way through 100% of the vote, Cream Soda on zero, but there is a week to go, it could all change. Lilt looks the favourite right now, but who knows? If you have strong feelings about either of those soft drinks, get yourself onto at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Single click to cast your vote on the poll. Share it around, give it a retweet. Help other people get involved as well. That would be much appreciated. Thank you so much. Let's have another track. Let's have another track suggested by one of the listeners, Paul Milton. He's still on the webcam feed. Don't forget you can do that on mixcloud.com if you want to see me in the studio. Paul Milton, with the current fuel crisis, suggested The Proclaimers. Good suggestion.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles
working hard for you. And the money comes in for the work I do. I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. If I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down that chute. I'm lonely, well I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Phoenix FM.
Of course, that was the Proclaimers. Thanks to Paul Milton, we got it on the airwaves tonight. Oh yes, marvellous. Now, I've seen some interesting videos shared online related to the current fuel crisis. One, I'm glad to say, did happen abroad. Maybe there have been fuel crises abroad as well, or maybe this was just a massive idiot that someone wanted to show as they filmed evidence on their dash cam. But there was footage of a woman filling up carrier bags with petrol. It definitely wasn't in the UK because it wasn't a brand of garage that exists in the UK. Where it was, though, I have no idea. I didn't study the cars or the countryside or the background clearly enough. But there was a woman filling up about 3 carrier bags with petrol, lifting them up from the floor by the pump. And clearly there were holes in the bottom of one of the bags and it was just pouring out onto the floor. And then it cut and she'd fixed it and put 3 carrier bags of petrol in the boot of her car. Oh dear. Now we hear about idiots, we hear about problems on garage forecourts, we hear about managers of garages getting threatened in the UK in the current crisis, and people who haven't organised a system, you know, pushing in front of each other and causing altercations and the like. But if you are ever in a situation where you have extreme need for petrol, I don't feel I really need to say this to my listeners. I feel like they're relatively reasonable people. But let's not put it in a carrier bag, eh? Anybody that tries to put liquid of any kind in a carrier bag is a bit crazy. Petrol? In the boot of your car? If I ever find that woman, I'm not going to introduce myself to her. I'm just going to go up to her and slap her in the face. She's going to know deep down why I'm doing it. That's what I think. Right. Oh, just needed to get that out of my system and it's gone. Here's a track suggested by a fellow Phoenix presenter, the fabulous Nigel Fitzmaurice. Do you know what this is, just from that intro? Surely you do. Thanks to Nigel on this Tuesday, the 28th of September. As the fuel crisis starts to abate, we can all enjoy Heavy Fuel from Dire Straits. Cheers, Nige.
Last time I was sober, man, I felt bad. Worst hangover that I ever had. It took 6 hamburgers, scotch all night. Nicotine for breakfast just to put me right. Cause if you want one cool, if you want one cool, if you want one cool, you got to run on heavy, heavy fuel. Heavy, heavy fuel. Heavy, heavy fuel. Makes perfect sense. Lust and food and violence. Sex and money are my major kicks. Get me in a fight, I like a dirty tricks. Cause if you wanna run cool, if you wanna run cool, yes, if you wanna run cool, you got to run on heavy, heavy fuel. Loves a man who's strong. The things she'll do to turn me on. I love the babes, don't get me wrong. Me, that's why I wrote this song.
Phoenix FM.
Heavy Fuel by Dire Straits. Thanks to Nigel Fitzmaurice. He suggested it on Facebook in the run-up to the show. And thanks to everybody who's done it. I may not be able to squeeze every suggestion in the final 20 minutes or so. For instance, I've just done a couple of new ones from Bobo Roberts. I'm sorry, mate. I don't think I'm going to have room. But they were great suggestions. Fill me up before you go-go. Wham! Spectacular. And, What was it? Why do you fill me up, buttercup? Isn't it build me up, but fill me up or fuel me up, buttercup? Yeah, absolutely. But they would be marvellous, slightly tenuous suggestions, but I'm not sure if I can fit them in because of all the others that I've got lined up. We'll see how it goes anyway. To that end, now let me... What else can I tell you about fuel and songs? Well, I've just had a message from a friend of mine who I was hoping could be involved in the BicLol quiz, but unfortunately her daughter is a little bit poorly and has fallen asleep on her, so she can't be involved in the BicLol quiz this evening. But I'd like to say a big hello to the fabulous Natalie Munns and Isabella, who are on the sofa together tonight, and to Jamie as well, a lovely family. And to you guys, thanks for tuning in, thanks for listening. Good to know you're out there, and we wish Isabella better as soon as possible from us all here on the show that goes like this. And whilst we're talking about lovely people, I went to a lovely event on Friday, which was a fabulous wedding. It was in Surrey, but it was of my good friend Louise and her husband, and now husband Johnny. Mr. and Mrs. Bailey. So congratulations to you guys. It was a marvellous event. And while we're speaking about marvellous events, my parents went to a marvellous event in Essex, in Burnham-on-Crouch, on Sunday, wasn't it? I believe. Which was to a vow renewal, I think, from Lord Martin Rose and Penny Pound. Huge congratulations to them. A wonderful day was had by all. Lots of excitement. And they were cooking on gas all day. That links to the fuel crisis in some way or another, doesn't it? Let's hope so. But to everybody who's been in touch with the show in some way or another, huge thanks to you all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for getting involved. It's fabulous when it's interactive, isn't it? That's what I say. And remember, although we've only got 18 minutes or so left, you can join Mixcloud.com, get the webcam feed into the studio if you want to see me saying hello and waving at webcams, etc. If you just want to listen, PhoenixFM.com or 98.0 FM if you're in the area. Or if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play Phoenix FM. Right, time for another track, and this one is in honour of Ellie Miles, who suggested it earlier. Great suggestion, Brian May.
Everything I do for you. Oh, yeah. We touch, and you're afraid of me, and we burn, and now I'm at your feet, high speed. But you know you're in safe hands. In the dark, we make a brighter light from one spark to the horizon wide. We trust, and together we tame the land.
As long as the petrol doesn't run out.
Well, it's tough to make a journey through the right stuff. It's dead ahead of you and me. And you know we've still got time. Hold on tight to the driving wheel. This ride is really out of line. Raw deal. There's no other that's worth.
I do for you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Brian May's Driven By You, a great track. And before I go any further, I need to issue an apology to Lord Martin Rose and the newlywed Lady Penny Rose, because they did get married. It wasn't just a vow renewal, it was their out-and-out wedding. So congratulations to both of you, Lord Martin Rose and Lady Penny Rose, formerly Penny Pound. Were married in Burnham-on-Crouch last Sunday. My parents attended. A wonderful time was had by all. Now, as we get into the home stretch of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this, I'd like to share some of the messages I've had on Facebook that I haven't been able to read out as of yet. For instance, although I'm not going to play the track, there are some very amusing comments from performers and the like who've sent in to me, for the marvellous Richard Gauntlet, who's heavily involved in Norwich pantomime every year and a wonderful comedic performer. But he's just suggested Tanks Full a Memory. Now, that is a great comment. That is a good one. Very well done. And also a man I've interviewed on this show. utterly hilarious man. The legendary Bernie Clifton suggested a few tracks. For instance, he suggested Anthony Newley's What Kind of Fuel Am I? Nice one. Or something from Engelbert Pumperdink. Please release it, let it flow. Well done, Bernie. Thank you very much indeed for that. Right, a couple more tracks to squeeze in. It's getting towards the end now, but don't go anywhere. 98.0, phoenixfm.com. Still some great music to listen to, and then the show to sum up. Here, on behalf of Andy Onion, is a man he knows and admires very much. It's Gary Newman's Cars. We open the show with Cars and Drive. Penultimate song in the show is Gary Newman and Cars. It's almost come full circle, but not, because it's not the very last one. So, semicircle? Oval. It's come full oval. That should be cricket, really, shouldn't it? I'll stop now. We'll
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Gary Newman with Cars for Andy Onion. And we're very, very close to the end now. Before I leave you, do not forget the Soft Drink World Cup. Knockout stages have begun today. Group H finished, Robinson's Fruit Shoot and Coke Zero made it through. But the first knockout match is underway, Lilt versus Cream Soda. Cream Soda starting to fight back, 81% of the vote with Lilt, 19% with Cream Soda as we speak. If you have strong feelings about soft drinks, it's at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Find the poll, single click, cast your vote. Spread the word about the poll as well. Give it a retweet, give it a share, please. That would be truly marvellous of you. Now, well, I can't believe I've got just one track left to play us out. And it's all been happening tonight, hasn't it? As we kind of lament the fuel crisis in the UK. I don't think it could be called a crisis anymore. I feel it's starting to wane. I've used words tonight like wane, abate. I did not expect to be saying those words, but they've happened, so we can all come to terms with it. I hope your Tuesday's been okay. Hope you haven't been too stressed trying to worry about how to fill up your cars in the last few days. Hopefully it will all get easier. As a result of the tracks that we played tonight, we came together as the show that goes like this, community, on a Tuesday night here on Phoenix FM. I will be back again next week. I would like to give a mention to some of the people whose tracks didn't make it into the show. So apologies to the likes of Keith Woodcock, Fiona Watson, Dan Clarkson, Ellie Miles, Spencer Gibbons, Pat Nearney, Pete Lindup. They all made excellent suggestions, but I couldn't quite fit them in. Karen Owen also had a suggestion. Peter Moore had a suggestion. Couldn't get his in. Stephen Bruce couldn't get his in. Jodie Young. Oh no, Jodie Young also suggested Brian May. Well, there you go, Jodie. It did make it in. Robin Mather didn't quite get his track onto the show tonight, but apologies. Now, what of the track that's going to play us out? What would be appropriate tonight after all the shenanigans that have been going on in the last few days? Well, I saw a very amusing joke appear on social media. Was it yesterday? Probably a couple of days back as well. And I'm going to share that joke with you now because it's inspired the track to play us all out today. So, yes, as I've said a few times, I managed to get some petrol earlier. I only had to queue for about 25. The total process was 25 minutes. People were saying a few days back it was 45 minutes. So it's clearly got a bit better. Although I've just seen on Twitter, talking about soft drinks, Iron Brew is trending because they are currently unable to fulfil all their deliveries. So someone's saying if that doesn't encourage Scottish independence, nothing will. After Brexit, Iron Brew can no longer make it to all the stores. So there's an issue. But anyway, the hilarious joke I saw earlier on involved someone saying, which Spice Girl can still get petrol? Jerry can. Brilliant. It was a good observation. I did enjoy it. It came to me courtesy of Rachel Woollett. I'm sure many of you have seen it and shared it. But yeah, absolutely fabulous. So we're going to play out with a Spice Girls track. Hopefully it'll get easier for everybody to visit their local petrol station and you won't have to queue up for years and years. I could have played a song by Years and Years, but I'm not doing it. What Spice Girls track should we play us out with? Well, in honour of all those forecourt altercations, it's Who Do You Think You Are. Rob's up next. See you next week. Bye for now.
Is high, so you're sad.